Now we come down here to verse 13, where it says, "Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake." And this is a holy one, which actually refers to one of God's created intelligences other than man, what we would call a supernatural creature. I often wonder what angels call us, by the way. "Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spoke, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot?" Now, this is the little horn that came up, brought in an abomination of desolation. And it has to do with the temple and the putting up of an idol there. Verse 14, "And he said unto me, Under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." Now, this refers to Antiochus Epiphanes at the time of the Maccabees that were raised up and the awful period that Israel went through. It's in what we would call the intertestament period. That is between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The time here was limited to 2,300 days. Now, there's been always a great deal of disagreement as to the interpretation of these 2,300 days. As many of you already know, Seventh-day Adventism was largely based on this passage of Scripture. It grew out of the great Second Advent Awakening way back over 100 years ago, in which this verse was given the day-year interpretation, and the date for Christ's coming was set for the year 1843. You see, 2,300 years from this date when this happened, why, it was assumed it would be 1843. And at that time, William Miller and his followers, among whom was Ms. Ellen G. White, they understood the sanctuary to be the earth which should be cleansed at his coming. Now, Miller was a very sincere but a badly mistaken Baptist preacher, and the day-year interpretation was a fragile and insecure foundation for any theory of prophecy. History has demonstrated, of course, that it was a false assumption. If the 2,300 days are taken as being literal 24-hour days, the period would be between 6 and 7 years, which approximates the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. He was of the line of Seleucus that controlled Syria, and he was an inveterate hater of Israel. And in 170 B.C., he began to perpetuate and to perpetrate his atrocities. And the priest Judas Maccabeus, called the Hammer, he drove out the Syrian army in 165 B.C., at which time the temple was cleansed and rededicated after its pollution, because this man had polluted it. He put up an image of Jupiter and had taken sow's broth and spread it over all the holy vessels. And the cleansing, of course, is celebrated in the Feast of Lights. You remember in John 10:22, we are told, "And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication," or the rededication, or lights, "and it was winter." That was the celebration. That is one of the holy days that they remember and remembered in Christ's day and still remember, that actually is not mentioned in the Old Testament at all, because it took place between the Old and New Testament period.